In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be the big surprise to happen during Barack Obama's first 100 days in office. But first, let me tell all of you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the members of the National Association of Realtors, working on behalf of America's residential and commercial property owners on the web at Realtor.com, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, working to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world, and the Wallace Foundation, where arts and education leaders can learn about how to bring the arts to more people. Downloads at the Knowledge Center at wallacefoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our intern is Ann Cadigan. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Bill Deputy, Lorna White, and the staff of the Wang Theater. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Emily Ecton, the senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what is going to be the biggest surprise of Obama's first 100 days? Charlie Pierce.
Well, Peter, late one night, he gets thirsty, wanders down to the White House cafeteria, walks up to a vending machine, discovers that, to his dismay, he has no change.
Amy Dickinson.
Because of persistent runaway national stagflation, the Obama administration will decide that the first 100 days will have to be inflated to last for 137 days.
And Mo Rocca.
On Oprah's Favorite Things episode, she'll give away the White House.
Well, if Obama happens to cause any of those things, panel, in the first 100 days, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Amy Dickinson, Mo Rocca. Thanks to Corey Lewis, Terry Park, and Paul LaCamera at WBR. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Wang Theater in downtown Boston, Massachusetts. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.